It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So much to talk about tonight. Do we go to the smoking ban, the pornography ban? I mean, what kind of police state terrorism should we be discussing here?
Obama's gonna change it.
Well, now, to be fair, the pornography ban, let's start there. To be fair, this one's coming from the UK. Though, who knows? What will Obama do about the porn prosecutions that have been going on under the Bush administration? Will he put a stop to them, or will they continue on? Because I know some people like to think to themselves that the Democrats are a little more open to sexuality and things like that, but at the same time, you've also got crusaders like Hillary Clinton who are trying to essentially trying to one-up the Republicans to show how family-friendly they are by banning things like violent video games. So where will all of this go? I don't know, but if we look to the UK, it doesn't look good. The story's from The Telegraph, where they're protesting against two pieces of legislation. Campaigners are, and the first of them is the Criminal Justice and Immigration Act, which comes into force later this month. It will make possessing... And later this month, I guess that's within the next 2 days, it'll make possessing extreme pornography, defined as any extreme image produced solely or principally for the purpose of sexual arousal, illegal.
But it has to be extreme.
An extreme image is defined as grossly offensive, disgusting, or otherwise obscene.
Oh, good. Something subjective.
Of course.
Subjective laws that, you know, don't, that have to be defined by the individual.
Well, by the judge, you mean.
Yeah, the individual judge.
Moving or still depictions of someone any reasonable person would think real, being sexually injured or engaging in sexual activity with an animal or corpse. Films given an official classification are exempt from the new law, meaning portrayals of such extreme activity by actors will be allowed on screen. However, limitations by characters on paper will not enjoy such an exemption. The second is the Coroners and Justice Bill, which is currently passing through Parliament. It will introduce a similar law banning the possession of any image involving sexual activity and children. For the purpose of the law, an image is sent to contain a child if the impression conveyed is that the person shown is a child.
Now, the impression conveyed. So if you talk about the teen porn, which, you know, can be is on the internet, is mostly defined as like 18 and 19 year old girls.
Yeah, fairly legal.
But if they're wearing pigtails and a little Catholic schoolgirl skirt.
Intended to be a child, therefore illegal under this new piece of legislation in the UK, which is where we saw things going anyway. Now they're just making it official. I mean, we've seen prosecutions happening already for people over having essentially drawings. Not even, remember, Mark, we're not even just talking about human sexuality or nude human beings. We're talking about any image. That contains a child, if the person shown is a child. So that could be, considering how the federal government has defined person, it could very well include the Simpsons porn that we talked about a few weeks ago, where somebody had a picture of Bart and Lisa fooling around or something like that. That was found to be in violation, and it could include all kinds of different things. The hentai that we were talking about earlier this week.
What about the photographers who do the preteen glamour shots for pageants and so forth? Are they out of business now?
You know what? That's a good question. I mean, I guess the law has to do with sexual arousal. So if the judge believes if the judge believes that those pictures were taken for sexual arousal purposes, then they could be illegal. So this is a pretty big, broad brush that they're painting with here.
They do like big, broad brushes.
Comic book campaigners are claiming that if the new rules are interpreted harshly, their hobby could be criminalized. In a statement at their website, they said the rules outlawing sexual violence, they said, isn't that how Batman, Punisher, and Judge Dredd get anything done? A kick in the balls or somewhere else would constitute this. And they would say that's a well-trodden part of humor. It added that the new law on images of children would make owning some comic books, particularly some forms of manga, the Japanese form often featuring young-looking cartoon characters, illegal. The statement added that because this is a minefield for the law, it then falls on the police to enforce it, and it is their judgment that could lead to a prosecution. And we've seen that the police are more than happy to very liberally interpret these laws. and because it does not hurt them to liberally interpret them and to arrest as many people as possible,
right, because you know
there are no consequences.
They use the analogy of minefield. It's not a minefield for the police. It's not a minefield for the government. It's not a minefield for the prosecutors. It's only a minefield for the average citizen who will have to face criminal charges from these people who have no there's nothing that can bad happen to them by interpreting this from a strict standpoint.
The comic book fans say we could get to a point where the police could legitimately visit your home or workplace and, sanctioned by an unelected magistrate or judge, go through your collection, and if they find any comic book they feel will cause sexual arousal or displays extreme violence, they could arrest you. So that's what they're looking at in the UK.
They'll only do that to people that they want to get for
to go after. Yeah. Sure. Or you know, somebody reports an ex-husband or something like that. Maybe it's not necessarily the state that wants to go after the person, but if they're put on the scent of a potential victim, they may go after you. So just figured I'd bring you that information.
Yeah, I was reading the Captain America comic book this last week, and you know he's punching bad guys in the face. Violence.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, how do you trust the police to do the right thing when it's frequently the police that are doing the wrong thing? A story from, this is timedispatch.com, where suspended Virginia Commonwealth University Police Chief Willie Fuller appeared briefly in a county court this afternoon for arraignment on charges of soliciting sex with a minor in an online sting operation. Fuller, who appeared by video teleconference from jail, didn't have an attorney after the hearing. Apparently, according to the attorney or one of the attorneys, they said that Fuller thought he was talking to a 14-year-old girl, not a detective, when the alleged offenses occurred on January 10th.
Oops.
Said there was one day of chatting. Everything he was charged with happened on that one day. Charged with two counts of using a computer to solicit sex from a minor and two counts of attempted indecent liberties with a minor.
Don't you, to solicit sex, don't you have to buy it?
I guess not. Maybe. I'm not sure. Apparently, that's not important here. As long as you're talking about sex with a teenage person, you could possibly be guilty of these charges. Now, I think that teenagers should be able to talk about sex if they want to. I don't think that this should necessarily be a crime. But on the other hand, I think that if the police are going to pretend as though...
Mr. Fuller would darn sure arrest you for it.
Yes.
Put you in the pokey forever and ever.
Right. If the police are going to pretend as though they are better than everybody else, then they should live up to the image that they would like us to live up to. And there's just proof after evidence that these people are just as fallible as anybody else. So why is it that anybody trusts them above anyone else? They're just men and women in uniforms. They are not above you, although they would like you to believe that. That's the attitude that they have. It's the demeanor that they have.
Some of them do.
Some of them, that's true. Some of them do, but you know, some of the guys that are a little better, a little nicer, they still have that tough guy image, right? They have to look the cop part, and so catching them in a smile is sometimes a rare occasion.
Well, I don't mind my cops being tough. I just want them to be fair.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I don't see any reason to really get into the details of the case. It speaks for itself that these are the same men and women that will be enforcing these laws against drawn pornography or teen porn or extreme porn or whatever it is that comes next. These people, they're not better than you, and would love your thoughts. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Another law they might be enforcing soon is out in Belmont, California, where apparently the smoking ban is now extended to apartments and condominiums.
Oh, good. You knew it was coming.
Right. Now, how many police have you ever known that smoked cigarettes?
Many.
Yeah. Plenty of them do. Of course, are they going to smoke in their apartments? Because plenty of cops live in apartments and condos. Do you think that we'll now have police surreptitiously smoking in their own apartments, trying to cover up their own illicit activities?
Why would they bother covering up?
You think they'll just be able to get away with it?
Well, most cops that live in apartments, a lot of them live there for free, and if they agree to walk the property on occasion,
really?
For security.
It happens.
Yeah.
Or they get a discount.
800-259-9231. More on the smoking ban. Your calls as well. Plus, speaking of registrations and bans and controls. Mark, you've got a story about guns. Apparently, there's something being proposed in Washington. We'll get to that. Your calls are the preference, however. This is what your show, this show is about. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate. John Grisham's childhood gives few, if any, hints to the great success that would be his. John Ray Grisham, Jr. was born in Jonesboro, Arkansas, on February 8, 1955, the second oldest of five children. His father, Johnny, was a construction worker who moved the family frequently, finally settling in South Avon, Mississippi, when John was 12. Although his parents lacked formal education, his mother, Wanda, encouraged him to read. And read he did. It's said that one of the first things Grisham did when he moved to a new city was to get a library card. When he discovered the works of John Steinbeck, John first thought of being a writer. But nothing would come of that for some two decades, until A Time to Kill. To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, all available free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with the offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. We started the show out talking about some new laws that will be affecting the world of pornography in the UK. We also know that the existing laws here in the United States are resulting in more and more liberal interpretations of what obscenity is, and resulting in more people being thrown in prison cells here. So we're expecting that trend to continue. And in the realm of controlling people, the smoking bans continue to spread as well. So talking the theme here so far is all of the things that they say you can't do and that you're not free to engage in this so-called free country. We'd love your thoughts, especially if you support smoking bans, at 800-259-9231, or a porn ban or whatever. Whatever you want to ban. What do you want to ban? Call in tonight and tell us about it. Because out in Belmont, now the smoking ban has expanded to apartment buildings and condos. According to UPI, public health advocates are watching closely the developments in Belmont, California, where the city council has banned smoking in private apartments. The city in California's Silicon Valley has the nation's strictest secondhand smoke law, in which smoking is banned in apartments or condos that share a common floor or a wall with another unit. So duplexes would also qualify in this particular case. The New York Times reported that on Tuesday. They said the law took effect on January 9th after a 14-month grace period, giving apartment building owners time to comply with the new rules, such as rewriting lease agreements to ban smoking and giving tenants who objected to the changes time to move out of Belmont.
There's also the option of kissing their butts, right?
Kissing whose butt?
No, the bureaucrats.
What do you mean by that?
You don't like it, you can move, or you can kiss our butts.
Well, I don't think they're going to grant you an exception if that.
No, they're not.
So what good would butt kissing do in that case?
I just saying that if you don't like it, stick it.
Under the measure, $100 fines can be levied, though Belmont officials say no penalties have yet been imposed. I think Belmont broke through this invisible barrier in the sense that it's addressed drifting smoke in housing as a public health issue, said the regional director of policy and tobacco programs for the American Lung Association of California.
Won't be giving them any money.
They broke through an invisible barrier in her mind. So this is a big day for the people at the American Lung Association. It's a big first step into the realm of your house as far as these smoking bans are concerned. And the American Lung Association is ecstatic about it. She continued saying, continued to gush, saying, they simply said that secondhand smoke is no less dangerous when it's in your bedroom than in your workplace. So this is what it's coming to. And you have to ask yourself, what's next? They've banned it from parks. There's places in California where it's now banned in parks. In some places, it's banned from public places, both indoor and outdoor. Obviously, it's been banned in businesses for a long time in a lot of places. So now we're seeing them encroach upon your own property. The condo is yours if you own a condo.
Not to mention that if you own an apartment complex and you live in it, you know, to, you know, kind of make your way in this world.
Sure.
Pay off, you know, make a living and pay off some of the property taxes. Now you can't smoke in your house.
In your own building.
You know, it doesn't really matter to me if you can't smoke in, it doesn't matter to me if you're renting or not. The fact is, renters should be able to smoke in the place that they rent, if they can work that
agreed
out
to
with the landlord.
Sure.
Come on, guys. Smoking is bad for you. This is okay. if it was good for you, then we'd be talking about something different.
But well, government is bad for you, and I would like to ban it. While
good luck
we're
with
it.
That.
Yeah. Smoking probably isn't that great for your health. I mean, I think that's pretty well acknowledged. However, and I was looking at a more detailed version of this story. It wasn't worth really reading on air because it was actually about kind of the drama that created this ban. To summarize it for you, it
was... Some nosy person?
Well, it was actually a government-subsidized apartment complex that there was, I guess, a group of goody-goodies that didn't like the fact that some of the apartment owners were, or the apartment renters were, engaging in smoking cigarettes and claiming that it was causing them health problems and that sort of thing. And I thought to myself, well, you know, if you didn't want to smell a hint of smoke, maybe you should have moved into a non-smoking apartment building. Surely they exist.
Or a house.
Or, yeah, or a small
bungalow. But we've seen issues where people, you can't smoke, they've tried to pass laws where you can't smoke in your own house because it could waft over to your neighbor's house.
They did try that somewhere. I forget where it was, but it did get, I think, finally overturned after it was
something
challenged.
Like that. I can't really remember it, but it's nuts. I mean, and you know, if at first they come for the apartment dwellers,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not an apartment dweller, so I did nothing. If you're that person, fine. Screw you when they come after you and your house. Don't call me.
I'm trying to think, where would they go after this?
I think it's easy. Mark, you had a story tonight about how one state, I think it's Michigan, is looking at banning smoking in cars with
Minnesota,
children.
I think.
So that's the next step, Sam. Children in homes, you're not allowed to smoke in the home with a child, which is, of course, someone under 18.
I get that, but once the smoking issue is completely sealed off and they've made it illegal pretty much to smoke anywhere, what's next?
What's after smoking?
Yeah, what is the next issue that will let them encroach further into people's homes, and what is it going to take for people to see this for what it is?
Two excellent questions. If you've got answers, 800-259-9231. I don't have any answer. I can't really speculate as to what their next target would be. I mean, it'd be easy to say drinking, but maybe that would be the issue that would make people upset enough to do something.
Drinking with children.
Well, they're already
in the house.
Going after food. I say
fats,
trans fats. You know, fatty foods. By the time we're done with smoking, you can believe that we'll have socialized medicine all the way, single payer or whatever. And at that point, everyone's health is everyone else's concern because you're paying for this single payer system. So
they were just talking the other night. We had a caller saying that they're looking at passing in this new stimulus package a mandate that there's a centralized database of all your health information that every healthcare provider will have access to. So what a great way to find out if somebody is a smoker and therefore go after them for smoking in their home with their children around or whatever. So this having more of this information in the hands of the government will just result in more people's lives being destroyed and disrupted. I want to go to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Jared in Arizona. Jared, you are on Free Talk Live. Jared,
all right.
Go once. Hey,
yeah.
You're on the air.
So while I don't agree with these bans at all, I am curious as to how we reconcile one individual's right to smoke and another individual's right to not be bothered by the smoke. So somebody with, like, emphysema or asthma.
I don't think it really matters whether they have emphysema or asthma as to whether or not they have the right not to smell smoke. I think that they have the right not to smell. You have the right not to smell smoke, but you only have that right on your property as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the thing is where does that line get drawn? I mean, do I have the right to smoke on my property? I think so. Does that smoke wafting over? Is that sort of a normal and average thing? Is it pollution? I think that, you know, neighbors would need to work that out. It's a very, very rare circumstance that would be the case. But other than that, it's a property owner's issue. Should you be able to smoke in the mall? As far as I'm concerned, if the mall wants you to. Should you be able to smoke in an apartment complex? As far as I'm concerned, if the apartment owner thinks it's okay.
We'll come back with your response, Jared, in moments here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Smoking banned in apartments. Smoking banned in condos in California. Where does it go next after they've destroyed all of the smoking freedoms that we had? It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs,
As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you have any predictions as to what it is the banners will be targeting next, those who wish to ban things, 1-800-259-9231. They've almost completely defeated smoking freedoms. But if you've got any ideas as to what's next, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the discussion of issues like this continues on the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join the more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com with their common legal matters. Incorporate your business, create a living will or trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
So we have Jared on the line in Arizona. Jared, you'd called asking about, well, if you've got a right to smoke, what about the other person's right to not smell smoke? And Mark, I think your answer was pretty straightforward, that if you are on your own private property, then you have the right to ban smoking there. And if you want to avoid all cigarette smoke, then you should only traverse onto the private property of other owners of like mind. And this is where the problem has come in, out in Belmont, where where they've banned smoking in apartment buildings is there are some people that, have, I guess, are really sour about the fact that they went ahead and rented an apartment in a place where smoking was allowed. And
they knew it.
And so they're upset about that. And so they went to the city council to solve their problem rather than doing the responsible thing and attempting to get management to change their policy or, better yet, move to an apartment building with a better policy. But they solved their problem the way most people are taught to solve their problems today, and that
right
is
in school
through the force of the state.
Mark, I'm not clear. If I'm in a condo and I own my unit, the person next door starts complaining about me smoking all the time and they can smell it, what do you do?
Well, if it's a smell issue, I think that you have the right to not smell things coming from other units. And
I think you should get an air purifier and run it in your apartment.
I would suddenly begin smelling your cat. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, that thing stinks.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, geez, what are you cooking over there? Oh, I can't stand garlic.
Your girlfriend's perfume or something like that?
It all would begin to bug me. And then you'd realize, hey, you and the smoking complaining, shut up.
Jared, your thoughts in Arizona?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with Mark, and I think that we should definitely be free on our own property to do as we wish. But when it comes to those public places that we're coerced into paying for, like parks, where do we draw the line where one individual's right to smoke doesn't interfere with another individual's right to not be bothered?
You draw the line by not having public places.
Yeah, that's why they call it the tragedy of the commons, because it's a tragedy trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you have to go back to the original problem. You cannot solve the problems government creates by creating new rules on top of the existing structure. You have to go strike at the root, and you have to get rid of the ideal or the concept of community property and return all property to a state of private ownership where somebody is responsible for all property and letting them set the rules. So in a private world or a free market world, you would still have parks, and each park owner would get to decide. It wouldn't necessarily be an individual. It could be a group. It could be a charity or something like that. Would get to decide what their park rules are, and one of those could very well be no smoking.
So all right. Well, that definitely, I guess, handles that question.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to KBYO. Listening, Greg is listening in Louisiana. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind?
I live in Louisiana, and there's recently the ban has been gone into effect for all restaurants.
Smoking
and
ban.
So there's no more smoking in restaurants. And being a non-smoker, I'm glad, but I understand, the argument about, people getting their rights trampled on.
Yeah, like the restaurant owner.
But one of the arguments that one of you made a minute ago, I don't buy it.
Which one?
One of you said that you only have the right, to not breathe the smoke if you're on your own property. Now, if you apply that same argument to other things, like I heard the guy with the garlic and the cat and stuff, if you apply that same argument to other things, let's say I've got gas real bad in the restaurant, and I just choose to go stand by your table and just fart all night long.
Are you the restaurant owner? Right, you're not the restaurant owner. Now, if you're the restaurant owner and the restaurant owner has, a flatulence issue, and he wants to come over and be nice to you, but he keeps on flatulating, maybe you don't go back to that restaurant, right?
Yeah, but I mean, do you not have the right? Do you have the right to not smell it and not hear it just because unless you're on your own property?
That's really the case. Your rights only extend to your property and the property of others that you have, sort of agreements with. And most of them are pretty clear. Restaurants, they're either non-smoking or smoking. I remember before they passed the non-smoking ban here in New Hampshire, they had non-smoking bars and smoking bars. I went to both. I don't smoke, I don't smoke out in public. I smoke cigar, but outside at home, because my wife says that I can't smoke inside. But that's an agreement that I've made with her. So absolutely, the issue is the property owner.
Do you understand that with an absence of government, that there would be no public property? Everything would be privately owned, and the private property owners would be free to set the rules 100% of the time.
Yeah, and that sounds good on the cover, but I mean, you also take it back to the a time to where, you know, two people that disagree would just have to step out in the street and have a duel.
Well, why is that the case? Because one person's going to own the property, one person is not. The person who doesn't like the policy of the private property owner is free to leave.
Is that how you would solve your problems in the absence of government, sir? If you didn't like a restaurant owner's policies, whether it's about smoking or how they decorate their tables, would you challenge the owner to a duel out front? Or would you go to a different restaurant, or better yet, open up your own?
Right.
No, but I'm saying I guarantee you I can find somebody pretty quickly who would do that. I mean, there are many crazy people around.
Yeah, but, people that fight duels die. I mean, it's a rare individual that makes it through 10, 15, 20 duels without, you know, getting that odd shot. I mean, if you've been in a few fisticuffs, you realize that it doesn't even take a very skilled individual to land a lucky shot now and
then. You'll meet someone who's better than you eventually.
Right, or luckier.
Then you only go to piano bars and you have dueling pianos, right?
Well, now I want to talk to you about duels. Don't you think that two grown men who have irreconcilable differences that they just can't get over should be able to solve their problems with handguns?
That's a tough one. That's one you'd have to ponder on.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't have to think too long. Absolutely. And if two individuals consent to
somebody with those handguns besides the two guys that entered into the duel, and of course their seconds would be there to you know, say who, you know, that everything went fairly or whatever.
I think it'd be more fun with swords.
Well, swords are fine, but you'd have to choose your weapon.
Blood.
Yeah.
Thank you for your thoughts tonight, Greg. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, I guess it's kind of frustrating to people, the idea that you can control your property in the way that you want to. They really want to have some ability to influence you in the way that they think is best. And in reality, you do have a way to influence these business owners. You can complain about it. And whether that works or not is, well, depends on how many people complain, really. I mean, if I go into a restaurant and it's a popular smoking restaurant and I'm the only person in there who doesn't appreciate the fact that it's a smoking restaurant and I complain to the management, well, the management, he's going to weigh what I have to say versus what the rest of his customers have to say, and he's going to make his decision. But if a bunch of people are telling management, hey, we don't like the fact that you allow smokers in here, and that bunch of people is enough to significantly affect his business, then he's going to weigh that much, much more heavily. So you do have...
Shouldn't the smokers have a place that they can go to eat or, you know, go to drink or whatever it is they want to do? Shouldn't the smokers have that? Well, in most states, I believe at this point, they don't. Because the majority of people have said, we want every place and no place for the smokers because they're bad people and they're smoking and it's bad, bad, bad.
Right, it was like 80-something
percent. Screw you and your opinion. I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes and go out to places. I don't want to jam my opinion down somebody's throat. What nosy little busybody thinks that they should?
Okay, but Ian, if we had no government and everything was privately owned and private property owners are setting all the rules, if I want to drive from Texas to New Hampshire, how would I do that without getting shot for driving on somebody's private property? The rules are going to be different, and I don't know the rules. And without government, how would any of this be possible?
That's an excellent question. Let's come back and discuss and take your calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
Caught him drinking.
And Mark.
Was not my intention. 800-259-9231. We continue. My intention is to definitely take your calls. But real quick, to answer your question, Sam, you'd asked, we were talking about private property, and in the absence of government, if all property was privately owned, how could you travel from point A to point B, say New Hampshire to Texas, and know what all the rules were of the various different road owners, for instance, that you might be their property that you'd be passing through in your travels. How would you know?
The government standardizes all that stuff for us, don't they?
No, actually, they don't.
Exactly.
Traveling from one governmental jurisdiction to another can result in some definite rule changes.
Right. Suppose you have a gun in the trunk of that car. Fireworks or prescription medicine or any other laundry list of things that are banned in different states for different
reasons. And the enforcement of these things is arbitrary anyway, when it comes to the government, because they do what they want.
It is.
Well, to answer the question, though, the road owners would have an interest in standardizing at least most of the general rules, simply because the marketplace wants to do business, and people want to get products from point A to point B, so there's a tremendous financial incentive to make that process as simple and as understandable as possible. I mean, if you just look at the technology industry, you can see how even in a world of intense and fierce competition, standards are created. If you know anything about computers, you know you've probably seen the USB port on your laptop or on the front of your computer tower. Well, the USB port is an industry standard created by the USB Consortium, I believe is what it's called, and it's a group of various different manufacturers that essentially, this is my understanding of it, that they get together and they agree on new specifications for new technology, and then they all, you know, essentially they license it out, and they can use that technology in their computers, and it just makes it easier to do things when you aren't having to switch accessories, so you can plug your flash drive into the right port because the port's different on that brand computer as opposed to the other brand computer over there. So standards help, and so even people that are competing can manage to come up with standards for one another.
I can see somebody like AAA stepping in and giving some kind of a standard or certification for a specific road network.
Or an insurer, or yeah, whatever certainly. The insurance company is that's insuring that road may say, well, you know, we're willing to insure you, but you need to get up to spec here.
And I think the rules in the private market would, like you say, they're going to have this fierce incentive to really simplify it and make it easy for people to understand.
Right. For the same reason that you don't drive to Honduras is the same reason that people wouldn't want to drive through, you know, Texas or, you know, through Virginia on their way from Florida to New Hampshire, because they didn't understand and they know that it's scary and they know bad things can happen. So they don't do it. And, you know, the fact is that you'd want to make it very easy on people to go and do that. And the fact, and it's customs at the same time. If you go into somebody's house, the vast majority of times you go into somebody's house, they don't do weird, strange things. The experience is very similar in going into different people's homes because they treat guests in a very similar fashion. So you've got this customary way of treating people, too. I don't answer the door nude. Because that would be offensive.
Unless you want to offend.
Well, unless you want to offend.
Jehovah's Witness or something.
Has anyone ever done that? To you?
No, never.
I'm sure someone's done it somewhere, sometime, but
yeah.
You know, you don't go back to that person's house.
I guess it would depend on who it is. All right, so we continue with your phone calls and talk to Dustin listening in Washington. Dustin, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Dustin in Washington, going once. Dustin, going twice. He's gone. Let's try Ted in Illinois. Ted, you are on Free Talk Live. Ted? Ted in Illinois? You're on the air.
Hey, it's actually Tim.
Tim in Illinois. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about to talk about something Mark said a while back about getting a job. But
okay.
I saw something interesting in the news while I was on hold. Governor Blagojevich, the indicted Tim. Illinois governor.
Yes.
Was just kicked out of office.
Yes, that's correct.
Yay, so now another corrupt politician can replace him.
Well, that way everybody can feel really good about the governance in Illinois now because the bad guy's gone, right?
Things are changing.
Totally.
Is he going to take anybody down with him? Is this guy going to take anybody down with him or what? Like, he's got to know some inside stuff, right?
I heard his wife with a government job got fired as well, but I don't know anything about that.
So what else did you have to share with us tonight?
Well, one of the things I thought was odd about his sentence was they said he can't hold any more elected offices in Illinois ever.
Ah, but can he hold an appointed office?
I don't know. But,
I don't know. The answer is yes.
Probably.
Probably.
Chances are he's going to go work for some contractor that he got a sweet deal, you know, as is using his power as governor.
Yeah. But isn't there something in the federal constitution prohibiting laws against a single person?
Laws against a single person? I'm not
sure. I
can't
remember for sure what it's called, but I want to say it's an ex parte law.
It may be some rule. It's not in the constitution as I recall.
Why do you ask the question?
I just thought that was odd. I thought I remembered something about that.
And is it in relation to the Blagojevich thing or?
Well, yeah, they said that he is not able to hold office anymore. So
was it a judicial decision, do you know?
No, it was from the Senate.
From the Senate.
State Senate.
That's another question. Is it judicial because they're acting as a trial hearing body?
I have no idea. All I know is they can say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do, and what's he going to do about it, and what are you going to do
about
it?
He's going to comb his hair.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Scott in Canada on the Amp Line. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Well, I thought you might be interested in this story. I just posted it on the BBS. There's a 7-year-old girl in Winnipeg that went to school with a swastika drawn on her arm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you can guess what happened now. The authorities were called in. And
CPS went after the parents?
Yeah. The 7-year-old and her 2-year-old brother were both taken out of the home of the parent. It was a single mother. And now the court is calling for a media ban on any coverage at all.
A media ban?
Oh, yeah. We have media bans in Canada all the time, like saying, okay, the media can't report on this case or this case.
Wow.
Are they saying that's because there's a child involved?
Well, they're not allowed to identify the children anyways in Canada. Okay. But this is beyond what is normally done. Like, they want a ban media from attending any part of the custody case involving the girl. Like, they can't even show up and report on it.
Mm.
Or that's what they're going for, and then the media has a chance to contest it by the state and blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean,
the core issue there is that a kid was removed from her home just because, you know, the mom has neo-Nazi stuff in her apartment, but so what?
Yeah, you know, when I was in government middle school, we had a literature class, which I hated because we would read these books and then talk about the teacher's interpretation of what the author had in mind.
Right.
And that's what you get tested on, too. It's like,
your interpretation
stinks. What did the author think? What was he thinking when he wrote this? And it was so ridiculous. So sometimes we'd get asked to make up sentences, and I would just come up with the most horrible, graphic murder, you know, describing sentences for the class. So would I be singled out for something like this these days?
Maybe.
It's certainly
possible. If it was about killing a teacher, you know, or something like that.
I remember being taken outside of my fourth grade class after I'd written a book liberally borrowing ideas from popular movies like Aliens and Predator, and obviously involving lots of death and destruction. And I had a good talking to by the teacher. There was possibly something wrong with me for writing such a violent story. It never went past that, luckily.
There was that kid in Tennessee, I believe, that wrote some story about the school got overrun by zombies, but he didn't name teachers specifically, or maybe he did, I don't know, but it was zombies, for God's sake, and I can't remember what bad happened to him, but something bad happened to him, whether it was expulsion or, you know, juvenile, I don't know, but it's been a couple of years, but geez.
You know, it really shocks me when I hear these stories that are coming out of Canada, and I guess I'm just not familiar enough with what your situation is up there. I know that there is no free speech because you can't... you can't make a racist joke. Not that I would necessarily, but you can't do that up there because you just that stuff is banned. And now here you are telling us about yet another aspect. I mean, apparently, if the Canadian government decides that they don't want the media to cover a case, they just issue a proclamation and the media stays away, huh?
Well, the main tool they have is in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is similar to your Bill of Rights. There's a caveat in there that says any of these things in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms that talks about, like, freedom of speech, religion, blah, 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 any one of these can be restricted if the court thinks it's in the public good.
Sweet. What a nice
so
app.
So that's why we can get pulled over for no reason, because there's a part in there that says, you know, you can't have, I can't remember what it's called, you know, random check stops without reason. But then, you know, they say, oh, but it's for the public good. So
right.
Okay, that trumps
gotta stop
it.
Those
so anything,
drunks.
Any of our rights can be trumped if the courts want to.
That's amazing. So how is this, how are interpretations like this being challenged in the new age of the blogosphere? Are bloggers also prevented from reporting on this trial?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if they would be or not. I mean, a private citizen could just show up and then report on it. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Good luck if you do. Let us know how that works out. I thank you
all
for
right.
the call. They could very easily just say, well, blogs are the media, so therefore you aren't allowed. 800-259-9231. Our number... Oh, hey, that's my line. Our number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.